This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What is the most NSFW thing you have seen at an office gathering or party? When I used to work for a large corporate law firm, a guy and a girl who both worked in the accounts team got in an argument. One thing led to another and the girl threw her glass of red wine over his white shirt. Without missing a beat, he just grabbed her by the throat and started choking her. This was just off the side of the dance floor. In front of 300 plus staff. I worked at Playboy. So, everything? All 30 of us ended up on top of a mountain at sunrise. Naked and drunk. We then went for breakfast and back to work. Edit. Christ, this blew up. Last year's work Christmas party. One woman, known for over-drinking, overdrank. She came to sit at the table I was at and proceeded to sit down. Where there WSS no chair. Straight on her ass. Later that night she was grinding on one of the boss's girlfriends and apparently tried to talk the boss and his girl into a three-way. She is still confused why she didn't get the promotion she was going for at the time. That would have granted her a company credit card and had her taking clients out to dinners. I went to a customer's holiday party. It was a bit of a good old boy company. So it was at the shop and mostly drinking and grilling with funny awards. It was mandatory and had a dress code. So all these guys were as cleaned up as they could get. But in clothes that didn't fit right anymore ever and whatnot. Also a sausage fest since women are rare in industry and most of the guys were bachelors. The guys drank like it was water in the desert and decided to move it to local bar they frequent. Well, that bar was hosting the holiday party for a lab and was a total clam bake until we showed up. You mix drunk nerdy girls and drunk manly men and you end up with a lot of finger banging and it ain't discreet. It was a match made in heaven. Absolutely no fallout. The female bartender was egging them on and the boss men had gone to a different bar. They often ran into those girls at lunch there. But there were no repeat performances. I was the one who started giving him head in the middle of the party. It's okay though. We're still together to this day. First Christmas party at a tech startup. Go to the bathroom towards the end of the night. Realize mid-piss that the sounds coming from the stall next mine are the CTO and his wife going at it. Step out of the stall and the CEO and some sales guys are doing lines. CEO sees me and shouts, "Hey, it's Jared." My name isn't Jared. He called me Jared for about 6 months after that until I pulled him aside and corrected him one day. Fun times. Worked in a warehouse for a while. We had regular awards nights where we'd all get ducked up and hand out stupid awards like driver of the year for the person who had the worst forklift accident. Or who crashed a work car. Other things of note. 1. Doing lines with the boss off his desk every party. 2. Married co-workers banging in the car park. 3. The mentally handicapped, and very drunk, cleaner getting wrapped in packing tape by 3 guys. 4. Having forklift races in the aisles of the warehouse. Forklifts being driven by guys who are plastered. 5. Using forklifts to lift each other to the roof of the warehouse. I don't miss my old job, but damn I miss the parties. A bunch of people from the office decided to get together and head to a foam party. One of the girls got white girl wasted and stripped down to nothing but her panties and danced on one of the tables. Made for an interesting night. We bought our boss XE Santa lingerie as a gag gift. She tried it on in front of us and proceeded to do a striptease dance all the while screaming out how her husband was going to love this. She's 54. Edit. I worked at a call center. I am a female. Was 16 years old at the time. So the answer was stillies. No, I did not particularly enjoy it. My assistant gave a blowjob to one of my bosses at a bus stop while her boyfriend smoked cigars with our co-workers. Didn't witness this one but heard that this happened just a few months before I was hired. We had a wine tasting for the managers with just some cheese. Minor hors d'oeuvres. ETC. One particular manager got completely sloshed on wine and got super flirty with another manager from a different department who was significantly younger and good looking. At some point, this young lady put some scented lotion on her hands. Smelling this, the drunk manager came over to her and pulled his D out and asked her to put some lotion on there too. Right in the middle of the room and tasting. I heard he was gone instantly. He was recently found out to currently be a tour guide on a duck boat and a bad one at that. Thanksgiving at my shop. We all drew hand turkeys on the whiteboard. There was a coworker who arrived in a giant baby diaper with nothing else on except sneakers. And someone smeared chocolate frosting on his diaper at some point. Not super wild. But this was a dry party. Our payroll manager got blackout drunk at a Christmas party a few years ago and started insulting people and telling them that they weren't worth how much they were getting paid, while quoting the actual salaries. She was fired the next day, but didn't even remember what she'd done. Work party. One guy took a rit in the toilet followed by grabbing the vacuum cleaner and sucking it all up. Saw a drunk dude getting a handy under the table from another drunk dude. Both of them were supposedly straight when not drunk. Went as a date to a lawyer girl's work party. Open bar. Phenomenal food. Everything was amazing except the smell periodically through the night. Turns out one of the younger interns found out he never got the job opening. So he hid himself and drank all night. Acting as if nothing ever happened. My Christmas party is on Friday. Guess I should just stick to beer. A group of girls pre-gamed the Christmas party pretty hard. They show up wearing prom dresses and 20 minutes later, the most mashed of the girls is out back with her prom dress hiked up above her waist. Panties at her knees. Bent over taking it from some dude. This set the tone for the rest of the night. Marriages were unintentionally put on hold so drunk and co-workers could gain carnal knowledge of each other. Many walks of shame the following day. Oh boy. It was at our annual awards dinner where the award department of the year, employee of the year, a couple other things for people who'd been there a long time. Woman from my department showed up with a bottle of vodka in her purse. The meal was free. The booze wasn't. And it was expensive. So people at the table were getting sodas, free, and mixing at the table. It happened every year. The venue mostly overlooked it. Woman who brought the bottle drank quite a lot of it. I mean, probably half of it herself over the course of the evening. When the dancing started later on, she was bombed. She was wearing this strappy dress that she kept falling out of. At one point she was pulling it up to show off her thong. At some point she lost said thong and was sitting on the stage with her skirt pushed up to her hips and showing off everything. She got fired. An exec looked at a picture of my wife and did a little nod and wink while we drank gin and tonics. The absolute madman. Went to bar for after party. Dude was playing pool with girls. Was getting killed. Whipped his balls out and put out them on that table. My husband's old company decided that they weren't going to invite spouses to the Christmas party. Okay. I dropped him off so he could drink freely. No big deal. After he called me to pick him up, I ended up waiting in my car for nearly half an hour, watching some of his male co-workers through the window getting lap dances from some female co-workers. At our Christmas party recently, I put a co-worker on my shoulders and carried him along so he could attach some tinsel to the beams and the roof. That was pretty and safe. Someone did offer a ladder halfway through, but we were already on a roll. Co-worker threw his desk chair out of a four-story window after having a few too many. I certainly didn't work in the most formal office ever. But this was still pretty weird. One guy whipped out some sort of melon bomb. Like this, except with an actual melon. Fruit cup trash, as opposed to a delicious watermelon. We all get silent and look at the top boss, who contemplates for a second. Then he's like, "Hell yeah. You better share." And everyone was joyous again. Edit. Also, I got that picture from another Reddit post from like 3 years ago. Not trying to take credit for anyone else's work. We had a Mardi Gras themed holiday party. One guy decided to bring his saxophone and be a jazz man. Normal enough, right? Well, he also thought that to be a jazz man, he needed to show up in blackface. Luckily, this is rural Wisconsin and no one at the company was black, so we all just got really really drunk and told him he's an idiot. Went out for drinks with co-workers after service. It was a lunch focused restaurant, and by the end of the night, one of our cashiers decided to lactate on me from across the table. My ex-girlfriend's parents own a restaurant and every year they throw a huge Christmas party. The party is always great and is open bar with a great band playing. One year when I was walking into the kitchen to restock the beer, I opened the door to see a dishwasher and a waitress serving six on the dishwasher counter. I quietly walked out and got a group of people together to walk in and embarrass them, and it was the highlight of the party. A co-worker once stood on a swively chair. First year at the company, married CEO all over an employee pretty much in front of the whole company. Awkward AF. Both really drunk. The fact that they didn't start making out in front of everyone was a Christmas miracle. Summer Clark event. Clark has brought his GF, who was very attractive. Marizo that you would have thought this Clark capable. And everyone is having a good time. Dinner ends and people are deciding where to go out drinking. When server shows up with a tray full of tequila shots. Partner's wife has ordered about 15-20 shots for the maybe 10 people still standing there. Anyway, we start to get to work on the shots and now partner's wife, who we are realizing is really, really drunk, wants to do body shots. Long story short, a minute later, partner's wife is sucking salt of the nape of clerk's GF's neck while everyone, but mostly the clerk, is nervously laughing. We all head to the bar. Except partner and wife apparently go home rather than join us. Clark and GF don't last much longer as the wheels come flying off a wagon at the bar about 15 minutes later. Good times. Good times. For your information, Clark is now a fourth year associate and I don't believe I've seen the partner's wife at a firm function in quite some time. I worked at Macus and we had a work party. Some of the crew volunteered to run the night shift while the rest of us went 10-pin bowling and drank scrumpies. I was the manager, so I got to see the camera footage the next day. It was of me walking around the restaurant and kitchen with my pants down, shaping my balls to look like a brain and making people look at my taut scrot. There were also brown eyes and squashed rats, which is where you press your D and balls up against the glass. That was me in the drive-thru window. I woke up horrified and knew I was in trouble. There was a small fallout. I miraculously didn't get fired. No one formally complained. My punishment was to wash car windows as they went through drive-thru on my day off and donate the tips to the Ronald McDonald House charity. My supervisor and I somehow ended up on the couch in the basement of another co-worker's Christmas party, watching demon porn. Used to work for a big bank. We had a little potluck for Christmas. And long story short, about 2 hours later, someone had in the bathroom and smeared it literally, and I mean literally, all over the bathroom stalls, the wall, the stall door handle, the toilet sensor, ducking everywhere. It looked like her XXL Hershey bar stepped on an IED. We never did quite catch the elusive poop handle bandit. Legend says he's still out there, ravaging the latrines of financial institutions to this day. Some fat naked shorts dude exploded out of the leather couch. Karaoke started with two assistants, both women, doing a ballad together, in rapid succession, on the stage, and with plenty of drinks between, the following things happened. Those two women sing a few songs while clutching each other and giggling the entire time. Some less than wholesome dancing together to a George Michael song. Remaining on the stage, one of them sits in a rolling chair while the other serenades gives a lap dance to her to Santa Baby. At this point, another woman in the office decides it's best to throw some cold water on this party by cutting off the karaoke and play a Christmas music CD. First song is All I Want for Christmas Is You. The two women turn this into what seems like the perfect song to sexy slow dance too. Much caressing and grinding happening. They are finally broken up once they start making out and light groping each other while trying to hide behind a Santa hat that one of them is holding up covering their faces. Best comment of the day. My most powerful one happened after being on strong pain pills after a surgery for almost 2 months. During this time, my girl wanted to go at it every night, and no matter what, I couldn't come because of the narcotics. When I got off the pills and was healed up, she wanted to use a strap-on on me while I banged her friend. I was fine with it because I would have done anything to duck my girl's friend. I came about 20 minutes into it. I have never come so hard or so much I passed out. When I woke up, my girl was eating the cum out of her friend's pussy and told me she had never seen so much jizz come from one person. 10/10 would do it again.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.